lot lately about China and Taiwan because Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan for a visit. Not quite sure what that was all about. Considering that Joe Biden didn't know it was going to happen, didn't like that it was going to happen. Nancy Pelosi, of course, once she said she was going, had to go, really, in my estimation. You couldn't back down to the Chinese Communist Party saying you can't go there because we'll, you know, basically create a war situation. Join me to talk about this, Dr. Gordon Chang, a leading voice expert about China and what's happening there. Doctor, good to have you back.
Thank you so much, Steve.
I always appreciate your insight and your understanding. What do you make of what we have seen in the last handful of days? The Biden administration seemed confused, not pleased with Nancy Pelosi. She goes anyway. China reacts and says, well, a lot of different threats. Just your evaluation of what we've gone through in the last few days. Let's start there.
Yeah. One of the most important aspects of this, which hasn't been discussed as much, is that this crisis was much bigger than it had to be, not only because of the Chinese, of course, but also because of President Biden. You know, the Chinese were making dire-sounding threats, but that was more or less usual until July 20. On July 20, Biden, two reporters said, oh, the Pentagon doesn't think that the speaker's visit to Taipei is a good idea. Right after that, the Chinese ramped up their threats. They became even more ominous sounding. And, of course, they became more frequent. And I think it's because Biden signaled to the Chinese, look, you know, there's disagreement inside Washington. And that really opened the door to more Chinese intimidation. So, as you say, she had to go. I mean, she gave the middle finger to the Chinese, which is an important thing, because certainly President Biden wouldn't do it. So it is really the American people should be asking, well, yeah, about the Chinese, but they should be saying, what the hell is going on with our president?
Well, and so I ask you the same thing. What is our policy on China? Why do we appear to be weak on China at every turn, Gordon? I mean, it seems this president, well, he doesn't seem to be much in command of anything these days, and I wonder who's actually calling the shots, and I think that that's what's emboldened the Chinese. Now, that's question one. The question two, is China going to do anything here? You don't seem to think so, I guess.
I think that China will, as we've seen in the last 24 hours, these step up these military exercises around Taiwan. They also flew five missiles into Japan's exclusive economic zone, the waters which surround Japan. And that is fascinating because what they're doing is expanding the conflict. You know, they're taking on Taiwan, which means they're sort of taking on the U.S., but also now they've got their troops deep into Indian-controlled territory in the Himalayas. They're trying to break apart Second Thomas Shoal from the Philippines in the South China Sea. On Friday, they had four warships in Japanese territorial sovereign waters in the East China Sea. They've had, for the last couple months, this intensified campaign of intercepting planes in the international airspace. China just seems going on a rampage right now, Steve, and that is strategically stupid. And when a country does something like that, it means that the country's going off the rails.
Now, what do you mean by that? What are your when you see that, flesh that out for me a little bit and explain exactly what you mean.
Well, it would make sense from, you know, China's point of view to take on one country and punish
sure.
it. But China's now taking on everybody at the same time.
But you and I have talked about that. You and I, because China has territorial disputes with every single one of them, whether it's Russia or India or Japan or whichever country, it doesn't matter. They have a territorial disputes with everybody, and then they create land in the middle of the Pacific Ocean out of build islands and then claim its territorial waters. I mean, they have conflicts with everybody.
They do, but that doesn't mean they have to really take on everybody at the same time. And when they're taking on everybody at the same time, they obviously don't have the resources, they don't have the military to do that. You know, right now it's become so serious. You see the Group of Seven issued their statement. That means Europe is getting involved. This is really important in the sense that as China takes on everybody, it means something is really wrong in China because strategically this does not make sense. They don't have the heft to be able to do this, which means that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, probably is in some sort of crisis right now. At least that this is what was suggested from the circumstances.
We've okay, so what really kind of crisis would you... read the tea leaves for us, Gordon. Dr. Gordon Chang here with us, leading expert on China. What are the tea leaves telling you?
The tea leaves are telling me that there's a crisis inside the Chinese political system. We know that the economy is contracting from all indications. They've got the debt crisis, the bank runs, the mortgage boycotts. This is an economy in distress. It means that the political system is probably in distress. We don't know exactly what's going on in senior Communist Party circles because the country's become less transparent. It's closing itself off. These are the signs that something is really going to go wrong. We don't know what it will be. We don't know when it will be. We don't know where the crisis will be. But it really looks like something is – we've got to be prepared for all of this.
And are we? For the worst. That's the real question. Are we at all?
No, we're not. We're not for a couple reasons. First of all, the Biden administration doesn't sort of see China as a threat. They see it more as a competitor. They see it as a partner. Even though the Chinese deliberately released the coronavirus, they're behind the fentanyl gangs, they're doing all sorts of things. But the Biden administration won't meet the obvious dangers. The other thing is longer term. It's beyond Biden. We had a broken Navy in the Trump years. We had a broken Navy in the Obama years. Our Navy right now is really in trouble, and it's a leadership issue. It's got the woke stuff, but it's also got management problems. They can't build ships.
So there's the crisis. All right, I got to leave it there, Gordon. We're going to have you back for a longer conversation about that specific point, about the United States Navy and what needs to be done there. Good insights, Gordon, as always. Thank you for being here and sharing with our audience.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate you. Gordon Chang, everybody. Quick break. I'll be right back. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.